Hello there.
Hey, tell us about the Toyota Avalon you've had for a while.
Yeah, the Toyota Avalon is their top-of-the-line sedan. It's basically a, well, it's basically a stretched Camry, I guess. Right. There's not really a lot that competes with that. I think maybe the Kia Cadenza and the Hyundai Azera. But that's probably about all I can think of. Possibly, I guess, the Passat, but it's not quite as big. Anyway, it is designed to be – remember those old Oldsmobile commercials back when there were old Oldsmobiles? Well, this is not your father's Oldsmobile.
Right.
This is your father's Oldsmobile.
So it's a big marshmallowy, you can't feel the road kind of a thing.
Yeah, the HMCS Avalon, I started calling it. You know, it's too bad because it's a really nice car. Yeah. It has a beautiful V6. It's Toyota's ubiquitous 3.5-liter V6. Good transmission, even has paddle shifters, has all the amenities you want. And like most of the Toyotas today, they've done a wonderful job on the interior. It works well. It's designed well. It's easy to use. But boy, that suspension. You put this thing in sport mode and it wallows. Take it out of sport mode, and you know, it's ever been on an Alaska cruise? And that's a real shame, because other than that, it's a really nice car. However, I mean, that said, I don't know. Perhaps the people who buy Avalons like that. I remember I was talking to a neighbor's parent about 10 years ago, and he was looking for something to replace his Buick. And at the time, I suggested the Hyundai Azera because I thought it was a really nice car. And I thought it was, you know, why don't you try something different? So he tried it, and he didn't like it because the suspension was too hard for him.
Wow.
Jeez. Yeah, so, you know, to each his own.
Yeah. So it's probably priced up there with, like, what, an Audi or something like that, but has...
No, not at all. No, not at really. All. It starts at $38,900 for the base model, which is called the Touring, and that has pretty well everything you need. And the limited model starts at $44,170, and that includes everything on the Touring, plus wheels. No, plus a whole bunch of this new nanny stuff that I hate anyway.
Right.
And, you know, an upgraded audio system, things like that. And that one, is only $44,170. The thing I'm left with after this car is I really liked it a lot, but I wonder if anybody's looking for this, why wouldn't you just spend an extra, I don't know, $5,000-$7,000 and buy a Lexus ES350, which is even nicer and drives better.
Right. All right, let's switch over to the Honda Accord Touring you've had for the last little
while. Sounds like the same car.
Well, it's not quite as big, and actually, I liked driving it better, despite the fact that it comes with a CVT transmission, which is generally a deal breaker for me. But in this one, it the car is so nice it couldn't even all the Honda-isms that I've been complaining about for the last couple of years were not enough to make me really hate this car, and I tried. The one I had was the four-cylinder version, 2.4 liter. It's 185 horsepower, 181 pound-feet of torque.
Right.
So, you know, it's not huge horsepower, but it's not a huge car either. And I found that, and I may get struck by lightning for saying this, you can get a V6, but I found the 4 more than adequate.
Fantastic. Really? And at least with this one, you can feel the road a bit.
Yeah, the suspension in it is really nice. Yeah. It drives beautifully. Again, it has the Honda-ism things that really bug me. It has two stacked LCDs inside when they only need one, you know, and all these nanny things. I did find, though, I've been complaining about some of the Hondas that this frontal pre-collision thing where it flashes brake, brake, brake at you on the dashboard. Right. You can shut that off, and if you shut it off, it stays off, which is great because I was going to put some duct tape over the dashboard.
Okay, so as far as pricing and the competition, what are we looking at?
Well, the Touring version of the Accord starts at $31,090, and again, that's for the four-banger version. Now, the base Accord starts at $24,150, and that's the same engine, the same hard transmission, and all that sort of thing. So, you know, I mean, with the Touring, you're just getting more stuff.
Right.
And I think that's a reasonable price. Now, the competition, Toyota Camry. Nissan Maxima, you would have the Kia Optima. They have a brand new one of them out. I'm looking forward to driving. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the old one was really nice too.
Right.
The Hyundai Sonata. I'd say the Volkswagen Passat.
Lots to choose from.
Yeah. All over the place. Yeah. It's, you know, and the Accord, I mean, you know, Car and Driver's named it one of their 10 best cars for, I don't know, about the past 700 years. It's just amazing how the thing keeps going on there.
Yeah.
And I can see why, you know. I mean, in this class, I probably wouldn't buy it, but I can see why people do. It's a great car.
Okay. Jim Brazer, Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You'll find his written reports through live88.5.com and then click on Startup. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.